Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're back in the building with the baddest group on the planet, the greatest man alive. You're back in here with the band of brothers. We're about to have a little fun today because we got some co-workers, some affiliates with the radio show that decided to lag around after that show and hang out with us to infiltrate and do what they do best. We got the fellas from the Shock Therapy Radio Show in the building. What's going on, Mr. JTB and Mr. Riddler? Hashtag AKA what, Coy? What's going on, man? How y'all feeling?
Why you keep putting me out there? You
see how he tried to play y'all sometimes? Yeah.
How is that playing? I think that was a very effective introduction.
That was a gangster introduction.
Well, first off, I'd like to start by saying you're welcome that I'm here. You're welcome.
We're truly blessed.
Yeah. And the baddest group?
Yeah.
I thought that was us.
Y'all appreciate us.
No, yeah. Y'all got to step your game up a little bit. I like what y'all do over at Shock Therapy, but we veterans to this. We veterans.
Well, I didn't come in as veterans. The original JTB today. I know that you guys have a doctor on the show, so I brought my doctorate degree with me today, and I'm Dr. JTB. So I'm going to be dropping knowledge with the
there
love
you
doctor
drop
today.
Drop some.
Yes, sir.
Give him some jewels.
Yes, yes. So once again, you're welcome in advance, my boy.
The Riddler.
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm fantastic. How about you, sir?
I am doing awesome. We're going to see how this show goes today. We got a lot of stuff. I'm going to just do a round table like this because all the brothers that's in the building today from the brand of brothers have something that they want to share with us. So let's go ahead and start with the man. Look, hold up. Before I even get started with you, I got something for you because you be tricking us, man. So let me switch over real quick. Bro, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
Yeah, girl.
I gotta get your music out for you because you like to sneak in.
All right.
You like to. This is the Love Doctor's music.
Yes,
man.
I see.
Supposed to be.
I see.
It's the Love Doctor's music.
Oh.
See, yeah. I gotta set him up because he like to come in and drop jewels on us without telling us. So go ahead and impart your knowledge. We got your music set up for this moment.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on with them gems.
Love is like an ocean, many ways. A lot of splashes.
Hold on, you got to repeat that one more time, man. Without the music. Without the music. Man.
It was like he was doing like a little. Back in the day when they had the music and they flow with the music.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, turn his music back on.
Turn his music back on. Oh, I run this show, man. This ain't Shock Therapy, man.
He got theme music.
Yeah.
Let that man have his time.
He had his time.
He had his introduction. He walked in. He spit a little flow. He let him do it.
Don't sing it now. Then you said the music was too soft. See, it gets to you, don't it?
Yeah,
it gets in your system after a while because it's the Love Doctor's music.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So love is like an ocean. What was that last part? I missed it.
A lot of waves and a lot of splashes.
A lot of splashes. All right. I feel that.
Wow.
Good. We're going to come back to that in a second. Mav got a little something for us today, man. How you feeling, Mav?
I'm good, man. I'm all the way good.
All the way good. I can see your eyes a little droopy, so I can see this is going to be interesting today. I can see some nuggets are going to be dropped. So let's go ahead and throw one up in the air for you just because you the Mav. We already got one set for you. Well, we shoot one up in the air for
right,
you.
Right, man.
There it is. I'm just saying, man. What's going on, man? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling?
I am feeling awesome, man. You know, I'm my mouth's a little dry from laughing at these clowns in the previous show, but, you know, that's to be expected. You know, it's all good. We're ready to rock and roll, man. Let's go ahead and get into this, man. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and drop it over to, you know what? I'm going to call it audible. I think I'm going to switch the order of how I was going to do things.
Why are you going to switch the order?
Because I'm an architect and I can kind of do things like that.
Show is going to be special already.
Yeah
it's always special
already.
Oh my goodness.
Because where I'm about to go, I'm going to just go ahead and open up the floodgates. I've been holding this particular topic back for a while. If you've been a loyal fan of the show and you've been listening to us for a while, we did a show called Dating Disasters back about a year ago or so. We really should have called it Josh's Dating Disasters. Because after he gave us his dating disaster, I didn't even have anything to follow up after that. Like, mine was like mild compared to stuff.
Or it could just be.
What? Coy.
Sweet meat disasters.
Mm-hmm. See, don't come in here infecting our show and how we run things, man. We got a certain formula we run over here. Mm-hmm. So, we got dating disasters. And we've been talking about doing a dating disaster part 2 for a while. So we had a little conversation that we had a while back on the elevator leaving the office, leaving the studios. And I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Maverick explain his issue with very voluptuous, heavy-chested women, or however you want to look at it. He had some issues in his past that he wants to express. So go ahead, Mav. Tell us about this dating disaster, number two. And let us know what happened to you, man. What's the drama all about?
Let me see, man. I was about 19. And it was a chick. I was working at Geauga Lake. And so
he know about them cigars too then.
Yes, he do.
So
yeah.
Them cigars about big as my arm.
Yeah.
But
I think at like orientation, you know, the chick was looking at me from deep though, you know. So I'm just sitting down. It was a whole lot of people at orientation, you know, because you got like a big park. And she had to be like, man, her late 20s, you know what I'm saying? And I'm 19.
And she was working at Geauga Lake?
Yeah. Hey, man, you know. And I just peeped her looking at me from the cut, you know.
A check is a check, man. You got to do what you got to do.
How long ago was this?
Man, shoot, man. I graduated 2004. Yeah. So...
That's pretty early.
It was 2004. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty early. Yeah.
So.
Late bloomer.
man.
Hey, man, don't hate. I was working at Six Flags in college. Man, you got to do what you got to do.
Six Flags.
Finish your story.
See the point.
I'm trying to figure out how I got her number. I think she might have asked somebody about me or something like that. And then we end up.
You better ask somebody. Mm. Go ahead.
I end up getting a number somehow, you know. So, this chick, she's probably about 5'8", you know what I'm saying? She had a table booty. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like...
And table booty. I know what you're talking about.
A table booty.
It
was flat like a mug. You know what I'm saying? She had
had
nothing.
I think you're talking about the booty that you can sit a cup on.
No. When I say table booty,
she had a SpongeBob.
She had the SpongeBob booty. You know what I'm saying? And I guess her breast sucked up on her booty or something. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking about like she had so much breast. I don't even know. Maybe they was Z's or something. I don't know what they was, but they were huge. I mean, like crazy big. I'm like, if you look at them, they look like they're at least 50 a piece. You know what I'm saying?
Pounds?
I'm just saying, just by looking at them, man, them boys look like they about 50 a piece.
That's possible.
Look like she about to tip over or something. You know what I'm saying? But she was probably only like...
How was she built? Was she like small at the bottom, like pencil legs?
Yeah. She was skinny.
Yeah.
she was skinny at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
You know, but back then, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really care, you know, as long as you was clean, you know.
Hey, you right up. I'm just saying, Allie. There you go.
I didn't even care, you know.
You're all right with me, man.
So end up, you know, exchanging numbers, whatever. So I told her where I stayed at, you know. Then I was living with my mother. We had a two family. She stayed upstairs and I stayed downstairs by myself, you
right.
know. So
right.
I used to slide through all the chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she came through, you know, we get to kiss and this, that, and the other, you know. I went ahead, you know, slapped her on her table booty just to give her a little bit of confidence.
And we the bad ones.
I'm
trying to figure this out. Right. Okay.
I slapped her on the table booty.
He's been redeemed.
I slapped her on the table booty up. So just give her a little confidence like she had something back there. I had nothing back there.
And it was just
one of them flat sound. It's like, man, it was not the old slap sound. It was just dunk. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Like you hit bone.
Yeah, it was bone. Like dunk. I'm like, okay.
He knocked her pelvis out of place.
Right. And we the bad ones.
Right. I'm still trying to figure this out.
Me too.
And this chick
we
got
shock
on
therapy.
Listen to shock therapy every day every Friday at 8:00. You don't know why they the bad
this
ones.
This chick had on bell bottoms or something, and I don't know what they was, man, but she was corny than a mug though. You know what I'm saying? I guess they was flare jeans or something like that. You
okay.
know? You know, she was corny though, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, she had on one of these hats. You know what I'm saying?
A fedora?
Yeah. She had a fedora on. They nice, but she was just corny.
Right. You know? Okay. I feel you. She had a swag for it.
So, she was a freak, though, you know. So,
hey, I told you on our show that God always produces a miracle with inside of a mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So we like to call them Sarahs.
We call them Sarahs. Yeah.
So I get to kissing her, whatever, you know. And she was on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, she dropped them pants quick, you know. Then we laid up on the bed. You know, I got her up in the ride position, bam. And her bra strap, man, it was probably like, man, it was about like 6 inches wide.
Like
though,
belt
you
strap.
Know what I'm saying? Her bra strap was like, it was like one of them WWF belts or something. You know what I'm saying? You know.
And the so, strap?
Man, the back of that boy, it was like, the back of that boy, it was like a WWF strap or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like, man, with them man, big man, giant, like, beastie hooks on it. You know what I'm saying? Because she was holding a lot of breasts.
Word.
So, bam, I unbuckled one of them boys. And then I unbuckled the next one. It's about like 6-7 more of them boys. You know what I'm saying?
Bow.
You know. Bow. You know. And I could just feel the weight as I'm unbuckling them boys. You know what I'm saying? Bow. You know, they was held up at first, but every time I unbuckle one, man, that weight just start bearing down. It just start bearing down upon my chest. And back then, man, I was, man, I wasn't that big back then. I was probably, man, about like 170 or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then, man, so I finally got that last one off. You know, the last one seemed like it's the hardest one to me.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Then I finally, boom, you know. And then them boys just unleashed right on all that weight, just right down up on my chest. You know what I'm saying? All up in my bottom of my chin and everything. So, you know, bam. Took that boy off, threw it to the side. You know, she got to ride me and stuff. And, man.
You went all in.
Man, we started going in, you know. And then she's, man, them breasts get to shaking and get to sweating, you know, get to sliding across my face and stuff. And then she just start going in, even more. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and then I lift her up a little bit. You know, one of them caught me with a left blow to the eye. You know what I'm saying? I thought I had a black eye. You know what I'm saying? Because my eye couldn't open up no more. You know, I guarantee, man, they were good 45, 50. You know, I guarantee. Her areola was like, man, like basketball size, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was like her breasts was humongous, though. You know, they were huge. I'm telling you, man, these were some big breasts, you know. So she ride me, bam, I'm talking about going in. I'm like, man, she on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, oh, man. And then I put her in the one position where they...
the huckabuck.
No, where they stand up and then drop it down on you. You know what I'm talking about? In the ride position,
right,
where they
right,
stand
right,
up
right,
and then,
right,
then
right.
drop right. it down. You know, so she dropping it, you know what I'm saying? Then them breast men just, boom, just right on my face. You know what I'm saying? Just dogging me, though. And I'm just trying to be a man and take it because I don't want to punk out. You know what I'm saying? You know, just,
they was dogging
and then they just going anywhere, you know, just jumping out. Boom, boom, oh, boom. Just, it was like, you know, it's Bernard Hopkins punched me in the face or something, you know, just dogging me. And then she came down and got real close to me, you know, and then started going in. And for some reason, her breasts just clanged together, like all that sweat and stuff like that. They just stuck together and just start smothering me, man. I couldn't get out of them boys, you know.
I can understand.
You know, she was going in. I just couldn't get out of them, you know. And I'm just trying to be a man, right. You know, trying to kill it.
So you just sucked it up. You had a near-death experience.
I mean, I held my breath for a nice little while. You know what I'm saying?
How did you get out?
Blacked out in between.
Man, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
How did you get out? What, you tapped out? Like, you tapped on the show?
Man,
like,
I don't know. I might have threw it to the side or something, man. I don't know, but I'm talking about this was the first.
Help me.
Look, I'm trying to wiggle my nose to the side just to get like a little crack of air through my nose. You know what I'm saying? Like, still trying to smash it at the same time, you know.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the breast was so big that they had my mouth covered up and my nose covered. I'm talking about like everything, though, you know. So it was the worst, man.
Did she apologize after? Did she even know that she almost killed you?
Nah, she ain't know. You know, I ain't tell her, you know.
So we can't meet ever again.
Right.
Let me take a couple pictures first. Get out.
Was that the only time?
That was the only time I smashed her out.
I ain't trying to die afterwards.
You don't.
I mean, but I never got like seriously like it's like she stole on me with her breasts. You know what I'm saying? Like she stole. You know what I'm saying?
That might be some people fetish.
I'm saying her breast was so heavy, it's like, hey, like somebody punched you right in your grill.
You want to know something, Riddler?
Yes, sir.
They better not ever say nothing about our show again.
Nothing.
Absolutely not. Pause. First of all, the difference is this happened 10 years ago. This is in this
How
man's
you know
past.
Our stories didn't happen 10 years
not
ago?
Not the way y'all tell them.
We use hypotheticals.
We use hypotheticals, and a lot of it be...
y'all use for instances.
Yeah, alcohol. Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Whatever, man. He going, he boxing
I understand,
tickle
man.
Bitties and stuff. And we get it.
Right. I understand.
They hitting him in the face with
it. We get in trouble for small stuff.
It's all in the past. I can appreciate it. And I can understand. I've actually been there before, too.
See how he do it.
My wife got a little excited and wanted to hug me closer. It's like, and I'm trying to push out, like, hey, I can't breathe.
Yeah, bro.
It was like, I couldn't get her off. It's like, hey, I'm about to die down here. You're going to have to back up.
I can't believe you saying this. Right.
And that sweat don't help, man. Right. Especially when they going
make,
in.
Make like a suction.
Yeah, it was the suction that had my mouth closed and had the.
It's dangerous.
My nostrils closed.
You had like two little midgets punching you in the face,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You help me to understand
nothing about our
language?
Show again. Don't say nothing else about my
show.
I'm almost offended.
Don't come on the show.
I'm very offended.
Don't come on our show being haters, man. We invite y'all into our humble abode. Don't try to come on here and be haters. Either you're gonna participate in what's going on, or y'all can just relax and enjoy the ride.
I am participating. I would like to comment on your story.
Go
sir.
Ahead. Have you had any date disasters by chance?
Have I had any date disasters within the last 10 years? Does it have to be 10 years old?
It could be yesterday for you. Are you a date disaster yourself? Well, I should ask.
I've never had anybody say that before. I don't really know. Don't. You probably had to ask the other team.
When they don't return
your
phone calls ever, then you know you might have been a dating disaster.
Well, sometimes when you don't return a phone call, that means that, you know, if she's sitting up there with her shoes waiting on you by the door, that means you ain't give it to her right.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a dating disaster.
If she can't get up and take care of you like the man you was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be a dating.
And then you go in there and you beat it up.
Right.
Go fix me a sandwich.
Right.
You know.
I want my sandwich.
But no pickles.
I saw a post. Yeah, y'all definitely gonna have to hear the show about the pickles. It's a reason why they're on the show called Shock Therapy, because clearly they need some type of therapy. If
I don't want no pickles on.
You know, and this is what I was thinking when I was getting in the elevator after thinking about that comment. You know, pickles are green. You know what else is green?
What?
The Incredible Hulk. Because that's clearly what he turns into when he gets across pickles on his sandwich. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Like if it's gonna turn you in, it's gonna turn
neither.
You from Bruce Banner to, you know, this green rage monster. I mean, you might got some issues you need to work out. But nonetheless, back to dating disasters. So before we move on to the next topic, anybody else got any dating disasters that they want to share? I know it's kind of hard to come behind.
I was just going to say, how do you say something after he
you
gave
can't come behind
such
him,
a
man.
Detailed story? I got nothing.
You've been in some pretty violent situations, both voluntarily and involuntarily, man. Have you ever been in like a safe dating situation where it's just like normal, y'all kicked it, y'all talked, and y'all decided not to talk anymore? It wasn't any near death or, you know, gunshots or doors getting kicked down.
Yeah, sometimes it all depends on how she was weapon on the microphone.
For real.
Trust me.
She might spit a good game.
Trust me, you haven't
she
heard.
Might, she might give you a couple verses.
Exactly.
You haven't heard Dating
verses
Disasters
and flow.
Part 1.
Yeah.
Verses and flow.
You clearly haven't heard Dating Disasters Part 1, because I don't care how good it is. You're about to kill me. My life is on the line. I ain't ran across nothing.
But
I would rather
like
go
to win.
I would rather go.
No. Not
like he would.
I would too.
He's about to die.
I'm not going
to
say nothing.
Not the story he just told. I'm talking about the original Dating Disaster story.
What's the original?
Well, maybe I like listen this. To some of the old shows or something.
Let's just put it like this before we move on to the next topic. The woman kicked the whole door section off of the front of the house. Not just the door itself. The whole thing that the door is attached to was removed.
The hinges?
Yeah.
Beyond the hinges.
That
you know, means
the frame.
The molding is the frame. Molding that the door is on. Well, kicked the whole thing off to get in the house to get to him.
That means she's got strong legs.
She was apparently.
Was she a Sarah?
Yeah. He doesn't know what a Sarah is.
Oh, yeah.
He said she was a dime.
She was a dime.
She was a piece.
You should have had to keep her.
Yeah, that's the one. She was crazy. You tackle her.
Yeah.
You tackle her and then move
her. Put her in that Huckabuck.
Yeah.
No, she had him in the Huckabuck once she got in the house.
That's all right. I accept that too.
And it wasn't pleasurable.
Oh, my.
So, make sure y'all listen to that podcast on CultureShockEntertainment.com.
I think I will.
If you still want to be with somebody like that after what he explained, something's wrong with you. And you don't value your life.
Sometimes.
Clearly.
Those the kind you don't invite to your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He didn't.
We coming to your house only.
He didn't invite her.
No. You wasn't looking at your rearview mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta go. You gotta turn and bob and weave.
Dude, the door was locked.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have known where you was.
She kicked the door off of the molding, man. Are you not listening to me?
I'm telling you, he didn't cover his steps right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. If he would have covered his steps right, he would have known you don't take a direct path home. You check your rearview mirrors. That's why I'm here. What else? What else you need help with?
Did she stabbed a couple people or something like
that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, she I used to love them kind of women.
And that's why they do a show called Shock Therapy, ladies and gentlemen.
I had one girl who actually set my shirt on fire.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you do have some dating disasters.
And he still had it on.
I did. Oh, I really did.
So explain this a little bit.
I really did.
Explain this.
Yes, I still had it on. We were a little intoxicated, you know what I'm saying?
You've been holding out on me, JTB.
This is years ago.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. I was actually in college. And she found out that I was sleeping with her
friend.
Yeah, her roommate.
How dare you?
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to come home that early.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And that's how I got caught. I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. All you need
to know is
that we happened to be a little intoxicated. And I tried to make it up to her. And we did get it in that night.
That's how you made it up to her?
Yes. Because my analogy in college was I just needed something to do. And she happened to be something to do. So,
I just needed something to do.
I just too much idle time. I need something to do. And so I found her. I found something to do.
I could actually get with that. I talked to a girl that her code word was nothing. What are you doing? Nothing?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing.
I thought the girl I was with, I thought we had made up and everything. I thought everything was cool.
She was setting you up. You was on the way next hell moment.
I had cooked dinner and everything. And I had the little candles on the table trying to make it up. You know what I'm saying? After we got done eating dinner and everything, and I did give her something to do before we had dinner. And next thing I know, she took the candle and set my shirt on fire.
Did you hear that in my?
Wow. Really?
You were standing up or sitting down or what? I mean,
we were standing up and fighting. I threw a bag of sugar. She set my shirt on fire. I left.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But 2 days later.
Yeah, we're going to invite you back for the domestic violence episode.
I used to like that kind of stuff, though.
Oh, you seem like you did.
I used to like that kind of, like, hostile women. I used to love that.
Hostile working.
Smoke a black and mild, you know what I'm saying? I love that kind of stuff.
Put it out on your leg?
No, I don't mind. I used to like that. I used to love rough women. I love that.
Oh, no.
I don't like rough women. But, you know.
I love the woman who was going to stand up next to me and we fight you with me.
You can fight with me?
Yeah, now, if you get hit, I'm a runner because I'm going to pretend like I didn't see that.
Or you can fight some of this selfie stick.
We want to box you in the face. You want her to fight with you, but not fight you.
Right, she ain't supposed to fight me. We supposed to be in this together.
You making it like y'all in a heavyweight boxing match.
We did. We fought.
How many women have you fought, man?
Like, no, not physical. I don't believe in hitting women or nothing.
Okay, I'm trying to clear this up, man.
I don't believe in that. That's why I left. Okay. I just thought I should take the shirt off and leave before anything else happened.
So you walked home shirtless?
It was a dorm.
So you had to walk around shirtless. Yeah, I mean, you got a problem with that.
Did you have any burn marks left after that?
Sometimes you gotta let the other lady see your areolas.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think nobody's into that. I don't think nobody wants to see JTB's areolas.
No. I'm actually still friends with this person, actually.
Hey, man, sometimes that.
I'm actually still friends with her.
Really?
I am.
So you say. Yeah.
No, no, we're still.
I'm going to need a phone call on the Shock Therapy Radio Show to prove it.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think so.
Hey, man, you asking that man to put his business out there.
He already did.
Hey, he liked doing that kind of stuff.
Like, I know.
He called your government name on the radio.
Yeah.
Time out. First of all, I don't do that. Y'all do that. Second of all, are you not putting your own business out here? I didn't ask you.
I didn't give no names. My name is JTB on this show. You don't know me.
My name is the Riddler.
You don't have to give her a name.
You don't be putting out personal information, give government a name. Personal phone call. Can we talk to you? And this happened.
Yeah. No. On shock therapy.
You
on
just don't.
Can you we just don't want her side of the story to be told. That's what it is.
She could tell you. I tell you what. If you find her, you can talk to her.
Yeah. Hey, like the podcast.
I'll find her. I'll do my research.
Find the podcast, and then you can listen.
Right. There's gonna be a lot of cussing on that show.
Yeah, yeah. It sure will.
But this is your friend.
Yeah.
This is your friend.
Yes.
Okay. You got an interesting take on friendships, but
I'm actually still friends with all my exes.
Yeah. You know, you sound like somebody else we talk to all the time that says that, and they make just as much sense as you do.
Who, the sweet one?
Yeah.
No, but I actually am still. I still can have conversation.
No, you're not friend. Conversation, that's different. You can say hi and bye. How you doing? That's
I'm
not a
still
friendship.
Friends with my ex.
That's not a friendship.
What do you mean?
Can you explain it to him, Dr. Mav? Somebody explain it to him that's not friendship. You friends with anybody else your past, Mav?
Not really, no. Mm-mm.
That's your fault. I got friends.
I can't be friends with him. Mm-mm.
Why not? Can you explain to him? Can you explain to him? No, he can't either. Can you explain to him why you can't be friends with anybody out your past?
No, it's just too tempting, you know?
Okay, that's a good point. So you thinking you're going to go back and make up for lost time is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Love Doctor, can you be friends with anybody out your past?
Long distance friends.
Well, I'm sorry that all of you aren't mature enough to have a deficit.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Decent friendship with your past experiences and lovers.
Uh-uh. Sometimes you can.
Yeah, you can.
Riddler, man, Mr. Wesco, you friends with girls out your past?
But please tell your lovers
and I'm talking
friends
about legitimate friends. I ain't talking about
JTB is back.
I ain't talking about cordial when you see. I'm talking about this is my friend.
Yeah.
Hey man, what you mean?
We see each other on a common basis, and
basically we are in this room, like right. We all boys, we kick it, we brothers, right?
Right.
Yeah. Friendship like that. You friends with people out your past? Like
no,
that.
I don't do all that.
So what do you consider a doggone friend?
I still have conversations. We talk. We have each other.
Right. Having conversations and talk. First of all, see having conversations.
I still see these people.
Yeah, we can't see nobody in passing.
That's not a friendship.
Yeah, that's different levels of friendship.
You can have a conversation like that with a boss that you hate. That's not a friendship.
I have a conversation like that with you. You're not
exactly
my friend.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I just learned something today.
That's what I'm saying.
I just learned something today.
Every day, we learn something new.
Yes.
We learn that Band of Brothers is worse than shock therapy.
They actually are.
At times.
We have license to say what we say. Yeah, there's a difference.
I have a license also.
We don't have a license?
No.
Issued by the state of
license?
Ohio.
You don't have one.
There you go.
Yeah, every 4 years I renew that bad boy.
And a license to do what we do. Sorry.
What do y'all do? That make y'all different?
30-day tags.
We said I do. That's what we did.
Yes.
That ain't no license.
It comes with a license, man, but of course you wouldn't. You should. No, actually.
Okay, well, being married is business?
Something like that.
You see how they play us? You see how they try to play us?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, y'all.
I'm glad I'm here.
Okay, why?
What else do you have to talk about?
You want to get into the next topic?
What's the next topic?
Something else we can chime on a little bit.
Let's see what else
we're talking about. Let's get right on into it.
Let's go ahead and chime into it.
This ain't even Band of Brothers no more. No. This is Shock Therapy Part 2.
This is Band of Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. We have our guest in here from the Shock Therapy Radio Show.
Part 2.
Mr. JTB.
Welcome to Shock Therapy. This is your boy, JTB.
And the Riddler.
And the Riddler.
The Riddler has.
This is our show. This is the second half of Shock Therapy.
Yes.
Okay, if you say so. But let's go ahead and move on. Interesting topic here. Let me go ahead and break it down before I ask the question. So I ran across a post on Facebook, and it basically went something like this. There was a man posting his grievance about him and his baby mama had a child together. They broke up. They moved on. He got him a new woman, a wife. And she got her a couple new men or whatever. It's his only child, and him and his new wife have great jobs. They have great financial situations, so they take care of his only child very, very well. So the baby mama is put off by the fact that she currently has two other children outside of the child that they had together that are not as well taken care of by their baby daddies. So she feels some type of way about the fact that the first child is very well taken care of, but the other two children do not get the same treatment that the first child gets. So she feels that the first baby daddy should take care of his child. The first baby daddy should take care of the other two children that are not his the same way he takes care of his child. So my question to you brothers is, should a man be responsible for taking care of his baby mama's other kids?
She's a thought.
She's okay. We can agree with that. We can agree with that. I'm gonna go over to the Mav on this one because he has infinite experience. Let's start over there and we're just gonna go around the table from that point. What do you think?
Which way are we going?
We're gonna go clockwise.
So I'm last.
Yeah. Save the best for last.
You see how he do it? Yeah. You see how he do it? Okay. All right.
Like the stepchildren.
Yeah. That's what we
kind are.
Stepkids.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we get the same gifts? Yeah. Let's see what the Maverick has to say.
Nope. No. Hey. Yeah. Exactly.
Let's put you in that situation. Oh, you ball it. You the Mav. Because you the Mav, you balling out of control. You got a kid with a chick you no longer fooling with. She has some other kids. You take care of your kid very well. Is it your obligation to make sure those other two kids are taken care of because they're going to feel some type of way because the other child gets all the stuff and they don't?
Well, I'm going to look at the situation first. Like, is me and the baby mama, are we cool? Like, are we actually really like friends for real? You know,
okay.
Or are we just, you know what I'm saying, high and by, you know, I need to pick up my child and take care of my child, you know. And then secondly, I'm going to look at her situation like, where the baby daddy's at, you know, is she getting child support, you know what I'm saying, like what's going on.
You
going
to need to see some court documents?
No, I mean, I just need to, you know what I'm saying, I mean, we need to be talking, you know what I'm saying. I just really need to find out what's the situation, you know, where is the money going to, why isn't, you know, why aren't the kids being taken care of?
Okay.
You know, because they should be straight. If she, I mean, like, got two other kids by two different dudes or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Money should be coming from somewhere. I mean, I feel like you're a woman, you know. You should be able to make it happen, you know. Period, you know. So,
basically,
I'm probably just going to look at the situation like, you're a woman, man. They should be straight, period. You know what I'm saying? Women can make anything happen. You know, what they got in between their legs, it's worth a million. Period. You know what I'm saying?
So she need to be out here prostituting herself to make it?
No, you know what I'm saying? I feel like women is the most powerful thing on earth. You know what I'm saying? They can make anything happen. You know what I mean? They should always be straight. They shouldn't even have a job. They so powerful.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, you got to explain, because what it sounds like you're saying is she's going to have to trick herself out. So explain to me how she gonna get all of this financial prosperity. Because
I put it like this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if a woman open up her mouth and she promise a straight man, you know something, I mean, we gonna come up out our pockets.
Okay.
Period. You know what I'm saying?
So she has to trick herself out then?
No. All I said was open up her mouth.
Right.
And speak.
Where is the gunshot?
And speak, right?
And speak.
I didn't get a gunshot, but I think he's going a little different direction than we perceive.
Oh, and speak.
She got to be an algae eater.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. See, now, I don't think because he's saying that, but I need to explain how this going to work.
But this ain't our show, no.
This ain't our show.
Okay.
Right. No.
Like the song Jay-Z made a long time ago, the power of the P.U.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is it?
I mean,
What's the name of the song?
Look, man, you ain't going to take us, man. You're not going to take us on this show.
You know, I'm learning today.
I feel like a woman should never want for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But she's going to have to do something to get something is what you're saying.
She got to have a good mouthpiece. She got to have a good game. She got to have a good game behind her. Okay. And she got to have a head on her shoulder. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So if she worth something, if you basically saying that she worth something, worth spending time with, you're going to throw a little change at her.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that she's got to have good head and a good mouth. Yes. I understand. Good mouthpiece.
Yeah, don't let them trick you. Don't let them trick you, man.
Hey.
You know. So, okay, back to what we were originally saying. So are you saying
shots to the dome?
No, what we were originally saying. So you're saying there's
a
possibility that
click this
in a certain scenario you would take care of those other kids.
Yeah, I would, because I love children, you know. And if I was, you know, blessed like that, you know, I would do it if me and her had a good relationship. You know what I'm saying?
So you'd step in?
Yeah, I would step in.
Okay, cool.
Because just pretty much because, you know, children look at different things like that. You know, they'll look at, you know, the other child inside the household, and then they'll be like, you know, we're getting treated unfairly. And then they'll grow up, you know, wondering why that happened.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And then that can mess them up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. So, now, maybe as I transition over to the next guest, I can let the Shaq Therapy crew in. See, this is what we do over here. We got to get the show tank.
Hey, Mav is a beast.
Yes, he is.
He's a beast.
I just look at the real, you know what I'm saying?
Mav is the man.
Yes, he is.
Say, you haven't said much over there. So, in that situation, you doing your thing. You can take care of your child any kind of way you want to, and you do. But your baby mama got a couple other kids that are less fortunate. What do you do in that situation?
I mean, like you said before, it depends on the relationship with that woman, you know, and how long I was around the kids. Because if you were around
according to this scenario, at least, you weren't around the kids. They came after you left.
Oh, well, I don't have any responsibility whatsoever. So that's another thing. If there was some before the ones you were with, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Because you're taking her on and who all she had with her at the time. Yeah. So if there was somebody with her, if you had a little kid, a daughter of two or three before you had yours, that's different. Yeah, you kind of grow attached to the other ones. But if there's none and these came after you, yeah, I don't have any responsibility. Now, being how I am, I'm going to take care of mine regardless. But if she's just reckless out here and she's whatever, nah, she won't get no help from me. But if she's somebody I know that's trying, that she just wasn't, maybe she was in a couple relationships that she was long term trying to be with, and she's not sleeping with everybody in the moon out here, just throughout here, she's actually working, trying to take care of herself, and she needs some help, I don't mind helping her. That's to me, I never mind. You know, that's to me, that's a, you know, you're trying to help somebody out because once again, you had a relationship with this woman. So I wouldn't mind helping her. But if she's just through out here like a, you know, thot, we're not helping her.
Yeah.
Definitely not helping her. So, yeah.
It's good to know. Love Doctor, man. We need your help on this one.
How you gonna skip over me? He just skipped you. He just skipped you.
This band of brothers show, man.
We going clockwise. Remember, we going clockwise.
I actually forgot that because if y'all let me run this, I'm gonna come back to y'all and let y'all have y'all fun. So just hold on, hold your peace.
We gonna talk serious.
I'm gonna let y'all do it together as a group. That's why let the producer handle this. Let the producer handle the show.
Oh, as a group.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, let y'all do your shock therapy thing.
The band of brothers are going to go first. Love Doctor.
Yeah, because they might. We need sense spoken into it first.
Yes, sir.
The way I look at it is she had kids after we broke up. That's not my responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. It's your responsibility. So you can't make me take on another man's responsibility. I got to take care of mine first.
Right.
And look at the scenario. He's married now. Him and his wife has that income. A lot of times, my income may take care of my child and five more children. You know what I'm saying? But the income of the other dope boys is not recorded. So you don't know what they bring in.
Right.
So they may be working.
You always take it to a deeper level, man.
They may be working at McDonald's.
But it makes sense.
Right, their child support is like $40.
Yeah, right. That's
actually,
right.
They making like $1,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the children, like you were saying, the Mav was saying, the children may look at that and say, you know, his father take care of him better. Well, I can't help that. That's the way. That's my responsibility. That's what I got to do for my children.
Right.
But I'm not responsible for her, you know, whatever she do after. You know, that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it like you got the Mav on one end. He's looking at the whole picture. Even though these not my children, I don't want them to suffer, if you will, or feel any kind of disdain. And then we got Love Doctor on the other end saying, I get that can happen, but that's not my problem to worry about.
Guarantee this, your wife will step in and say, hold on, sir, hold on.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a good woman, she's like, okay, you take care of yours, but any black woman can open up their mouth and say, forget that heifer.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's okay, see?
I can look at that. And my wife would say that, but I was just giving y'all how I feel. Yeah. I mean, I know she would be like, no. But just how so I feel, I would want to.
If she shut it down, would you still do it?
No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I had to just chalk it up.
Yeah.
Because it'd be more drama at the house.
And you definitely want to keep that house together.
And if it gets so bad, but like, look, you know, give me my son, you know, or my daughter. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you to court.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's the perfect segue for the shock therapy, brother. Because I think Mr. Riddler over here has a similar situation to that. Somewhat with the give me my son thing. I mean, you can expound on that a little more if you want to. But how do you feel about that situation? That's the married brother's point of view. How do the single brothers feel about you doing your thing, taking care of your child? Everything they want. I'm just giving this scenario so you can really get a feel of it. They got all the clothes they want, shoes they want, money they want. When they get old enough, they got a car they taking care of. But the children behind them, they daddies ain't doing that for them. Do you feel in any kind of way that not even so much as your obligation, because of course legally it's not your obligation, mm-hmm. but do you feel anywhere like in my heart I just want to see they should have something too? Do you feel that way any kind of way?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, only because, you know what I'm saying, it you pick and choose on who you lay down with. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? So if you know that they wasn't nothing from that point of view beforehand, and you went down there and you laid down with them and had a child after the fact, that's your fault.
Right.
So why am I mean, truthfully, no child has asked to be here.
Right.
But you can't put that situation off on me because that's his brother or his sister. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm obligated just to take care of what's mine. Okay. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so you want to look at that child, your child coming home with the fresh Jordans, and he got on the school shoes that they hand out, and they got holes in the middle of them.
Hey, when you get tired of wearing the J's, give them to your brother or sister. I mean, yeah, that's what happens. Okay. I mean, truth be told, that's what it is. I mean, you can't see. Here's my thing, and as far as like with women that do things like that, that's what makes me mad. Because you can't have, just because me and you have a child together, you can't sit back and say, well, my other son need this, you mind doing it? Yes, I do mind. Because he got a father. You need to call his daddy.
That's right.
You need to take him downtown the same way that you did me and make him pay some child support. And then all three of your kids will have the same thing that my son got. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
That made perfect sense to me.
It sounds good. I mean, everybody's opinion sounds good to me so far. I'm just trying to see the different point of views. So, Mr. JTB, you probably have the freshest point of view since you're the only one that doesn't have any kids in here. How do you feel about that situation?
That we know of.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Hey. Put it out there then. Put it out there if you want to.
I mean, I feel somewhat the same way. I'm going to take care of my own child. Now, I think the only sympathetic part may come in when seeing the other children is if your child come back and be like, Daddy, dang. You know, I really wish my brother could get this, and we won't match in this or something like that. Then, you know, I may cut out a picture from a magazine and let him have it or something.
Of course.
No, but honestly, I mean, I agree with everybody here. I'm only responsible for my child. I'm only responsible for making sure he's taken care of. The state or the city, whoever's going to tax my wages, cannot say that I'm a deadbeat father, that I have my shared custody and things like that. You know, every once in a blue moon, sure, I might take the other kids with me or something. You know what I'm saying? Let them go run around the park and stuff and see the new football I got my son.
That's mean, man.
But, I mean, in fact, you know, when it comes to children, you kind of still want to build everybody's self-esteem. So, sure, we could be friends, but you need to know that this is my child, that I'm his father. No, you can't call me daddy.
Right.
No, you have a father. And I still believe
allegedly.
I mean, and then I still believe in, like the love doctor was saying, that I can't take account for who you slept with. If he's a drug dealer, he doesn't have a job, and you can't get no money from him. That's not my fault. Like, you need to tell him to sell a couple more bricks so his child can have something.
Right.
But he ain't giving it to the child if he do.
I'm saying. But at the same token, like the Maverick said, Maverick and I'm just saying said that, you know, if they came behind you and you knew she wasn't no good,
yeah,
your boys told you she wasn't no good, and you still had a child by her. That she's just stuck with that responsibility now.
Right. You're done.
I find it hard to believe that y'all could actually be that heartless. I mean,
no, that's not heartless.
Check it out. On the surface, I'm with y'all, but it's just like. If you would have seen,
I mean, like I said, you still had those sympathetic moments where you feel like maybe I should, you know, I ain't gonna get just the pizza for my child, you know. Let them have a slice,
yeah. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
He get the other eight.
Yes.
Let's look at it like this: we got public schools, then we got suburban schools,
and we got private schools.
Now check this out: we all probably about the same age, with different backgrounds, but we all got public education. But the public education system is not on an equal.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
You in the suburbs, you get a better education.
Well,
JTB
got
schools.
A Catholic school education, and it didn't work out too well for him.
It worked out very well, actually. It's offensive.
So you look at life, it's always going to be an unequal situation, and you just got to find your place, and you got to work at it and get yourself up.
I mean, but that's the whole thing. It's called life. figure that thing out as you go, man.
I can't be mad because Johnny got a better daddy than me. Mm-hmm. That's the way life is.
But they will be. You know they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, eventually you got to be, you know, grow up and get over it.
But become a killer.
The reason I'm will be more sympathetic in this situation is because the architect said that I'm straight, you know, that I got paper. So that mean I can dish out more. But yeah, if I'm in my situation now, too, then it's like cutthroat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I'm good.
Because your mindset is different.
You know? Right. So my mindset will be different because I got it.
Right. When you good.
When you have an attitude, you got paper, and every time you turn around, it's an increase in the mail. So you want to increase. You know what I'm saying?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
For the child support, you're like, dude, I'm already giving $1,500 a week.
Yeah.
Now she want $3,000 because now she see I can take care of the other three kids.
Well, I mean,
dude, right. Somebody about to get murdered.
But, yeah, you're but right. You know what?
You're right.
But,
you're right.
But like you said, but that's when they go back to the legal aspect of it. Like, yo, we go into court. Like you said, we well off. We good. Yeah. I'm only taking care of my son. Yes, she got 3-4 more after me, but I'm only required to take care of him. Yeah. Now, I can't take care of all four of them because I'm married.
I got my own family.
I got my own family over here. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you may have other kids over here. I mean, scenarios can be different, so you want to, like, cover yourself.
It depends on the baby mama.
It do. That's why I said it depends on the type of person you're dealing with.
Because sometimes you may say, dang, you know what, I look out a little bit this time. Yeah. But if she's demanding it, if she's demanding it.
There you go.
I do like Love Doctor said, let's go to court so I can get my child and take care of my bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
And then after I take him, you go back to your own. Go back to the shadows of your life.
It's going to go to a point where you paying for his college, pay for my other children's. No,
I knew.
But see, that's why you got to, that's why I say you got to cut that off.
Early.
Hey, man, what happened to each one teach one? This brother got to educate. He got
I'm
the
teaching
academics.
You. I'm teaching you.
Go to college, but his daddy ain't got the money. You just going to let him become a failure in life?
No. I'm teaching you that your mother should have had baby daddy. I'm a good baby daddy. You don't have a good father. That's what I'm teaching you. Your mother slept with the wrong Negro. I'm sorry. That's each one teach one.
Oh, I see.
And then for me, like, supplying materialistic things doesn't make you a great dad.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Sometimes, you know, buying those things can be like a
front.
Yeah, you
straight
know,
up front.
Yeah, take this Xbox or this, you know, PlayStation. Yeah. Go play with this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it could be things like that. Trying to win your child love.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. But it's one thing you said that kind of clicked in my mind. What if that baby mama showed you her power?
Right.
To try to influence you to take care of the other two.
Yeah.
You said she got power. She's the most powerful thing on the earth. So she show you her power. Yeah. What you going to do?
Yeah.
Choir minds want to know, man. What you going to do?
Yeah.
And you know how that power feel, how that glory come down.
Hey. He's preaching.
See.
How you speaking in tongues.
I couldn't go back to none of my baby mama.
Real
tongues. I'm saying? Because I don't want to get caught up.
You never thought about it?
Nah. Because I thought about it.
You see her walking back up the stairs and in them stretch pants, like, man, I remember that.
No, see, I go back because I look at it like I'm already on child support. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to remember.
And then I don't want it to mess up my situation now because if I smash that out, then they're going to be, you know, telling my wife.
Be sprung. You know what I'm saying? Be back in a relationship.
What I done did up on the slide. You know what I'm saying? So, no, that's
been,
something
been
I
there,
couldn't.
Done that. Been there,
I couldn't
done
go
that,
back and do that. Definitely not.
We don't want none of that.
Yeah. That old stuff out of here.
Yeah. Nah, I'm good.
It's right.
Old stuff. We don't want no more leftovers.
It's already been tainted. You got three more after me. Get out of here.
We want fresh meat.
I feel it.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say fresh fish, but I don't want it smelling like
it. I'm about to say fresh fish.
I don't fresh
don't,
fish,
you,
bro.
You don't associate fish with a woman at all.
No.
Yeah, you just don't do that. No. Yeah,
that's what
good.
I said. You know,
it's not good.
I don't want to.
So without further ado, if anybody has nothing else left on this this topic, we're going to move on. But feel free to comment and chime in on CSC Radio's Conversation Room. Join the conversation. Feel free to add in. This is where you get to voice yourself and be a part of the show. Let us know what you think. Should the baby daddy of the original kid have to take care of the other kids that you had afterwards?
No.
I was trying to find the post. I had some women say yeah, so I'm pretty sure some more of you out here. Give us your reasoning. Give us your rationale.
The reason those women say yes is because they're going through the same thing.
Right.
They need somebody to take care of the rest of their 15 children that they didn't produce and spawned out. But, you know, you got to understand, ain't nobody got time to take care of you. You know what I've been noticing in some of these situations? I ain't got no kids. This is what I hear. This is, you know,
out of you've heard you got kids?
No, no, I don't. No, no, that's not what I said. See, you see how the architect tried to twist stuff around?
Yeah, I know.
I said these are things that I've heard. This is things that I heard. I said that.
Yes.
If he rewinds the tape, he'll hear it.
But also rewind it to when you first started speaking on this topic. You said you don't have any kids
that I know of.
Right. So that door has been opened.
Ow.
Thank you very much.
I yes, I've opened case. Several doors. I don't know which ones are closed.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, I've seen in some of the in our generation now that some of the women, it's not even about the children or taking care of the children. It's really how much money they could get to spend on themselves.
Absolutely. Right.
And if you look at some of you can see, I mean, they may buy a few little trinkets here and there just so they can show off their child, like a trophy piece or something. But most of the time, it's so they can go out and club, and they need gas in their car. They want to do other things like that. The generation in the minds of these people now, it seems like it's so crazy. So technically, trying to receive money to take care of the other kids could be a front for something else.
And you got a live-in boyfriend that don't
work. Right.
Right.
I've seen that situation.
Right,
and you want me to take care of all your kids?
Right, I'm trying to figure out how come when we was together, when we was together, I had to cook, but this Negro can, you know, he just
play Xbox all day.
Like it's okay. He sit at home, play video games, and he take your car.
Well, he got stamps though.
That's right. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. There's so many scenarios that go along with it.
You got to see
what type of female you dealing with, and then what type of situation you in.
Most of the time, you know. Your baby's mama. Like, you could tell if it's a front, if it's a lie. Most of the time, if you have a decent enough communication together, you know what's going on.
Right.
You're not totally lost in the dark. So, if you want to go ahead and take care of the other kids with quotation marks, that's up to you.
Very much so.
And there you have it. So, without further ado, as we winding up on this show, we're not going to leave out without giving I'm Just Saying moment, because we haven't had one in a while. I've been missing it. So I'm interested to see where you take us on this journey. So go ahead, man. Without further ado, man, the ball's in your court, man. What you got for us today?
Well, you know, us being in the city of Cleveland and the things we've been going through recently with these babies getting killed and whatnot. I don't know. I've just been feeling a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to burying a child, you know what I'm saying, and feeling that feeling, but I just can't wrap my head around people just killing kids.
Somebody taking the life of the child, not just God taking them away.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And just killing them. You know, you're talking about a 6-month-old baby getting shot. I just can't imagine that, you know what I'm saying? And we were talking at work, you know, at our other job, and a boss had made a really great point. She said that, you know, the police chief had to look at that child opened up and blood coming from the nose and just all the, you know, eyes, all that, just the visual of seeing a baby shot. Like, you really don't understand. You seeing men shot, but you don't understand watching these little kids shot up, a hole in them, you know what I'm saying? And just what it does to their body. You know, you don't get it. It's not like a cartoon where you know, something, a little shot or whatever. Or somebody grown, you know, it's a child. And so I've been feeling a certain type of way. I know you had this whole Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, but I'm like, man, at this point, you know, we were so hard on the police about picking with everybody. I'm like, man, look, I mean, I personally would give an order. You catch them, kill them. Just kill them.
It's almost like martial law.
Kill them. I mean, because there's no... You know, when the mafia used to do stuff, there was a rule of no children and women. They had certain things they wouldn't cross certain limits. And if they crossed those limits, there was a price to pay for even them. Right. Right now, it's like these kids can do what they want to, and there is no price to pay. So it's like, no, you got to teach them. Like, if you think that it's fun, it's cool just to run around and just shooting up anything, and you're shooting kids. Shooting anybody, first of all, just reckless. Mm. You don't need to have a gun, but you're shooting babies.
So you're thinking almost eye for eye, Old Testament style.
I'm thinking third world country. I'm gonna take you out. I'm gonna do something really. I really gotta take it there to prove a point. Like, we ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? We can march all day long. We can meet and talk all day long. We can run up and down. You know, the point is they gonna do what they gonna do. You know what I'm saying? There's certain ones that's out here, and like the guy that has shot the baby, the 6-month-old baby. They haven't found him. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I had wind of it and I knew somebody, like I know some people that would do some stuff, I would like, yo, get him. He don't need to see a jail.
Okay.
I mean, you do still have the act of prison justice that where, you know, people will take care of that in the prisons.
No, and but you got that?
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you do, but it's...
I can completely agree with you. I mean...
Yeah, I just... You know what I'm saying? I just...
It's horrible because you have children who are dying who don't even get to have a chance at life.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? They never had the opportunity to grow up and get in trouble to where, you know, they cause their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're dying by the hands of other people who have mental problems themselves.
Right.
That would even think it's okay or function in their mind to shoot at a child.
Right.
And so it kind of runs rampant. It's kind of crazy. It's not just in Cleveland. It's just that
it's everywhere.
It's become a main subject for us right now.
Right.
Because and things go on and on and on. But it's become a main subject right now, and it's showing itself strong. Now, in Chicago, when I stayed in Chicago for that 1 year, I heard the instance of a guy who was being shot out by some of the drug dealers. And he actually held his baby up as a shield.
As a shield, yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
And he held his baby up as a shield. And I thought that was one of the most cowardly things. And then he tried to make it seem in the media that they just happened to shoot the child while he was in his arms.
Wow. And that, right. And he played that.
And he tried to play that off so strong.
As a shield?
Yeah, and that's disgusting to me.
Wow.
Any person who would try to, you know, do something to end somebody's life, period. But on top of that, a child of all things,
wow.
Somebody who never had the opportunity to learn, to grow, to function, to mold,
the most innocent person being on the earth is a child.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the age. A child, period.
Yeah, man,
they lose their future because somebody else's thoughtless and careless actions.
Right.
So I completely agree. It's a sickening thing.
It is,
it's something,
man,
that you have to do. It's something that it hurts not only the mental status of you, but the spiritual aspects as well, because it hits and cuts to deep to the soul.
It do. It does, man. And some people don't get it. People are like, well, let's do this. I'm like, well, I hate to say this, but it's like, what if it was your child that got shot?
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to just bring it to people like, no, what if your son out here gets shot? You know, what if Koi's son is driving somewhere, not minding his business, going where he's supposed to go, and they shoot him? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what am I going to say to Koi? You know what I'm saying? How do I explain that? You know, you got to look at things from so many different lenses, because these are people getting shot out the way. Mm-hmm. People are in their houses asleep.
Right, right.
You know, the one girl that had special needs was asleep. In her house, and they shot in the house and just shot her. She couldn't move fast enough. Mm-hmm. And she gets, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It's like, man, you know, it is. It made me feel a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, y'all gonna have to do something, man. I mean, seriously.
Right.
I mean, you know, that police chief, people gotta remember, he just lost his brother to somebody shooting his brother.
Right.
He just lost that. He had to go deal with that maybe 4 or 3 months ago. And now he's dealing with this, and he has to see these things. Right. Can you imagine walking up to a car and looking in the car and seeing this baby shot? I'm talking about opened up, nose, right. Like you said, blood coming out her eyes, nose. Because it's really graphic. People don't see it like that.
That's crazy.
Will stay with you forever. It does something to you. It burns something in you, like, you know what? I gotta do something.
I don't know if you really ever recover physically or mentally from that.
You don't.
You can't. And the only reason I said, I know I have friends. I don't know if you guys remember the child who drowned in the Euclid school pools.
Yeah.
I remember some years back. Well, I used to work with her. And so I know still to this day, she still visits the child. She never changed his room. It had such an emotional impact on her that it just kind of threw her off kilter.
Yeah.
And then you have to think about how all these other families are going to have to deal with this.
Right? Yeah.
You know, you thank God that maybe they won't have a mental breakdown to the point where they got to be institutionalized. But that's going to be a long process. That's going to take their lifetime.
Man, burying a child, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, just like one guy was saying, he was like, man, my son didn't get shot, but I had to bury him. And the fact that I had to bury him was traumatic. And watching him die was traumatic. I can't imagine these people. And I think one of the little kids was Major. His grandfather put a picture of him in the casket. He said, I put this up here for a reason. You know, to show people.
People were having fit about that because they couldn't understand the concept.
They couldn't understand it, but see, here's the thing. Some people don't. You need to sometimes, like, shock therapy. Mm-hmm. You need to shock people's minds. Yes, that shocked them. That was a shocker. It made you think. Because sometimes you need a visual with what's going on. You hear it, but when you see it brings you in. Some people don't want to be in because they can stand back and say, well, this ain't me. Right. I ain't over here. No, bro, this can happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? This can happen to anybody. Kids playing football on the back.
Somebody ride past and start
and they shooting. And they see these kids playing and they shooting. Little five-year-old kids playing football. And y'all have no regards to them. Y'all can't aim. And you shooting and you going to hit the kid. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It just made me feel a certain way. So, I'm just saying, kill him. Get him. Cool. Do what you got to do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it right there. We're going a little bit over because we just had to let them get that off their chest. And for those of you that don't know what they're talking about, recently within the past month, I want to say a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 6-month-old has been killed in the city of Cleveland. So very serious topic, and one that I know that's being perpetuated all around the country and probably the world for that matter. So once again, feel free to comment on these different topics as you see them. You can go onto the Facebook page, facebook.com/CultureShock Entertainment. Find our group on Facebook as well, CSC Radio's Conversation Room. Feel free to hit us up on our website, CultureShockEntertainment.com, and our many different social media outlets. You can feel free to find us by either Culture Shock ENT or Culture Shock Entertainment. Once again, this has been another episode of the Band of Brothers Radio Show. We love you and appreciate you guys for listening once again. Make sure you tune in always, as usual, at Thursday at 8 Eastern Standard Time on CSC Radio. Until next time, we love you and we are out.